Last night in a Taraweeh Salat, the sixth Juz Farah was recited. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like people speaking evil loudly, all kinds of evil. Example, backbiting, taunting one another, mocking one another. This is very disliked in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا مَنْ ظُلِمْ. Yes, a person is oppressed. Now he goes to somebody, he explains to that person, I've got this difficulty, this problem. Islam has given that permission. But besides this here, to unnecessarily speak evil things, the person has to be very careful about his tongue. Learn to look after his tongue, especially in the month of Ramadan. Hazrat says that if a person learns how to look after his tongue in the month of Ramadan, then out of the month of Ramadan it will become very easy for a person to look after his tongue and carry his tongue. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some things about the Ahl al-Kitab and how they broke the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because despite Allah ta'ala's great favors upon them, the Jews, their hearts became hard actually because of their kufr and disbelief. Eventually they were prepared to kill the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They tried to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they did not kill him, they did not crucify him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted up Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He's alive in the heavens and he will come down before Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says because of the wrongs which they had done, certain things which were halal for them, we had made haram upon them. This was especially for the Jews and the Christians. For the Jews, it's more so. The certain things Allah Ta'ala has made haram for them, which was permissible because of the disobedience, the transgression. For the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the great favor of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has only made haram for us what is harmful for us. Whatever is beneficial for us, Allah has made it halal for us. So whenever we get a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is haram, it's not to make our life difficult, it's because it was extremely harmful for a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram. To stay far away from this year. Something is makruh, also is not good for a person, it's harmful for a person, that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited us, don't do this action, because it will cause harm to a person. So spiritually also, physically also, every haram causes harm and damage to a person. A person should stay away from it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of all of these things here, that the people had become cursed, they broke the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they took riba, interest, and they ate the people's wealth in unlawful ways. All of these evil actions they had done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them because of that. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Christians also who had exceeded the bounds. And they had called Isa alayhi salatu wasalam the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is not shy of being a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the angels, they are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, oh human beings, why are you, do you want to worship somebody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Worship the stones, or you want to worship Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? Worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again mentions about inheritance. The starting of the surah was inheritance, and Allah ta'ala completes the surah on inheritance to show the great importance of the masail of inheritance. يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَظِلُّ. Allah Ta'ala has made this masail very clear to a person, so he does not become astray, he does not become misguided. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. The next surah is Surah Ma'idah. According to some ulama, the surah before Surah Nisa, Surah Ma'idah, certain evils of the mushrikeen, the polytheists, Allah Ta'ala mentions about them, and the wrongs they are doing, so you can abstain from them. Very beautifully mentions that in the Surah Fatiha, a person is asking Allah Ta'ala for hidayat on the straight path. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, if you want hidayat on the straight path, then stay away from the ways of the Jews. Surah Baqarah. Surah Ali Imran, they say the ways of the Christians. Surah Nisa, stay away from the fitna of women. Surah Ma'idah, the Dasturkhan. It's called Surah Ma'idah, means Dasturkhan, the tablecloth. To stay away from the evils of the food, because this also is one fitna. If a person becomes too engaged in them or you eat haram, this will destroy a person. And Surah An'am, your livestock, all goods which a person has got, he's utilizing for his business, etc. So a person has to be very careful about that there. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us. In the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers, awfu bil uqud, fulfill your pacts and promises. Whatever promises a Muslim person makes, then a person must make sure he fulfills it there. And as we have done in the Adhari in the Kitab, that a person doesn't fulfill, this is a sign of munafiq, nifaq and hypocrisy. And a person doesn't fulfill his pacts and promises, a person is writing a business contract, he signs something. So whatever a person has signed, then he has to fulfill. So much so as Imam Rasulullah rahmatullah alayhi used to say, a student comes to madrasa and he signs the form, and he signs the form that I have entered as a madrasa student, now I will obey all the rules. So it's compulsory for him also to fulfill the rules and regulations of the madrasa, because he has signed for this year. And going against that is breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, help one another to good actions, piety, and saving a person from guna and sin. Encourage one another to do good actions and save one another from guna and sin. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, never ever help one another to commit sin and to make zulam and oppression upon other people. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's power is very, very great. Allah ta'ala can destroy a person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that certain things are made haram upon a person. Example, carrion, blood, the meat of swine, and any animal upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is not taken upon. It's completely haram for a person. Only that animal which you cut and you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person can eat that meat. And because this is very harmful for a person, spiritually also and physically also, when a person eats haram food, this has a great spiritual effect upon a person, destroys a person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم, today I have completed your deen for you, and my favor upon you I have completed it, and I am happy with Islam for you as a deen. This was one of the last ayat of the Quran Sharif revealed. It was at the time of Hajj, on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafat also, the day of Jumu'ah also. One person told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, it would have been a day of celebration for us. He said it was two Eid for us. It was the day of Arafat also, it was the day of Jumu'ah also. When this ayat was revealed, Allah Ta'ala said, your deen is completely perfect now till the day of Qiyamah. There is no changes a person can make in the deen. A new meaning it will take out. What is the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and the Salaf al-Salihin. We have to follow the Khair al-Qurun, the three first three Qurun. A person has to follow that path. There is no other way now. A person comes with new forms of ibadah, new ways of deen, or certain qurat instance, he tries to make it permissible. Our deen is complete and perfect. And this is the object of deen, is to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will follow this way, he will be completely successful. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about one great bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that is of wudu. When a person is standing up for salat, wash your faces and your hands, and you make masa of your head, wash your feet. And if you are in state of janabat, purify yourself, have a ghusl. And if a person is sick or is on a journey, he's got no water, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even be it permissible for you to make tayammum. This is a speciality of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm not making it difficult upon you. This is not our object. Yaj'ala alaykum min haraj. Walaki yuridu liyutahhirakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to purify you. Allah wants you to be physically clean also, spiritually clean also. Allah wants to complete His favor upon you. And the object of this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a bounty Allah has given you of wudu. Really, each one of us has actually made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's say the object of this wudu and the ghusl which I have given you is you must make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a pure deen Allah ta'ala has given us, a clean deen. So really we should think of these as bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not to make our life difficult, it's actually to benefit us in every way. So these are great ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ, when you are giving testimony, be steadfast on the truth, only the truth, be fair and just. And yesterday the same ayat came, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it mustn't be because you love somebody that you exceed the bounds, you take that person's part. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it mustn't be you hate somebody, because of this you are not fair and just. So both ways, sometimes a person loves somebody, because of that he is unfair. Sometimes a person hates somebody, so because of that he is unfair. You know, he exceeds the bounds, he hates somebody, so even the good in that person he cannot see. Sometimes you love somebody, then you cannot see the evils in that person. And when you hate somebody, so even if that person has got many goods, you don't look at the good in that person, you only look at the faults, and you are unfair to that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِعْدِلُوا, be fair and just. Huwa qarabu littaqwa. This is taqwa. This is more closer to a taqwa. If a person wants to get taqwa, then this is how you will get taqwa. When a person is fair and just. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is fully aware exactly of whatever actions you are doing. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Bani Israel. What and what bounties Allah ta'ala had given them. And Allah had commanded them. You perform salat, give zakat, believe in the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, help and assist them. Spend your money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will forgive all of your sins. Allah will enter you into Jannah. But if you break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are on the wrong path. But unfortunately, these people, they broke the commands of Allah ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, we curse them. and we made their heart hard. It became very, very hard, their heart, because of breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this happened to the Jews. And then after that, the Nasara came, the Christians came also amongst them. Till the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala created enmity and hatred amongst them because of breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people will break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One harm of it is Allah ta'ala creates enmity amongst people. It comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that two people love one another. And then they start having their differences amongst themselves, start fighting amongst themselves. إِلَّا بِالذَّنْبِ يُذْنِبُ وَحَدُومَا. It's because of a guna and sin one of them has committed. Because he commits that sin, then Allah Ta'ala creates enmity amongst the people. So many times in our homes we have fights, husband and wife are having fights, arguments, there was so much of love before. But the person must look in his life, maybe there's some guna and sin which he is doing. And because of this guna, because of the sin, now the problems are happening. In our family also. But why is now one wedding took place, so many harams took place in there. And now there's enmity, hatred amongst people. Or inheritance wasn't sorted out properly. Now there's enmity. So we say, why is there so much of enmity? It's because of our sins. So a person abstains from sins, make tawbah from his sins, and Allah Ta'ala creates muhabbat, and Allah Ta'ala creates love, because Allah Ta'ala is the only one who can create love. We cannot create our own love. So when you will break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the harm of it, one harm is that differences, hatred comes among the hearts of people. The after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Bani Israel, when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had commanded them that you must enter a certain place and Allah Ta'ala will give you victory. But they were so insolent, so disrespectful to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. They told Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, you and your Rabb, you go and fight. And we sitting here, we're not going to prepare to fight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that because of this year, for 40 years they were deprived of the place which they were supposed to have got. If they entered it, Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance would have come. If they followed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the same examination came in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, subhanAllah, what people they were, they stood up and they said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you tell us we must jump in the ocean, we'll jump in the ocean. Whatever you tell us, we are prepared to do. We will not tell you like how Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's people told him that you and your Rabb go and fight, we will sit here. So they showed their mettle. They were prepared to follow the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, and why Allah ta'ala mentions this, ulama say, is that the Jews were not prepared to accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of jealousy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that jealousy is so harmful, that the first guna in the world which was committed was because of jealousy. Habil and Qabil, Qabil was jealous over Habil, that why he's got such a beautiful wife, he's getting, I want to get married to her. So Allah Ta'ala said, hand over some qurbani, some sacrifice. The first qurbani which took place on the surface of the earth was this qurbani of theirs. And Allah Ta'ala said, fatuqubbila min ahadihima. They both sacrificed. Allah accepted from one, he did not accept from the other one. So the one said, then Qabil said, I'll kill you. So Habil told him, Allah Ta'ala only accepts from the people of taqwa. Innama yataqabbalullahu min al-muttaqin. So any sacrifice a person does, he must do it with sincerity, give his best also, and Allah Ta'ala will accept from a person. So anyhow, then Qabil, he eventually killed his brother because of jealousy. And Allah Ta'ala mentions about that day, how he had to bury him eventually. So the first killing which took place in the surface of the earth was because of jealousy. What an evil quality it is. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us from it. If a person gets the feeling of jealousy, he should go to the Mashayikh and ask them for the cure for it. Come out of this year. A person must not have this. If a person lets it grow, and eventually it leads to such actions, where a person causes harm to other people. As long as the feeling is within a person, there is no sin. But you must not let it grow there. Person has learned how to remove the feeling. And the ulama say one very easy way is, whoever you are jealous over, you make dua for that person. Continue to make a lot of dua for that person, or give that person a hadiah and a gift. Inshallah, that feeling of jealousy will be turned into a feeling of love for that person. Because you are making ihsan, you are doing good for that person, you are making dua for him. Whoever you do good towards, automatically love comes in that person. And besides this, we should go to the mashayikh and ask them, what is the true cure for it? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the punishment, highway robbers, people who try to cause harm in a society, how there must be very severe punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they must be crucified, or their hands and feet must be cut off, or they must be banished from the earth. There is disgrace in this world for them. In the year after also, there is a very, very severe punishment for them. A person who has stolen, male or female, Allah ta'ala says, cut off their hands as a punishment for what they have done. And this is a punishment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person makes tawbah after that day, and he corrects himself, Allah ta'ala will forgive him. But he will have to bear the consequences of stealing. So stealing is a very harmful, very wrong thing also in the Islamic system, where the hands are cut off, then we find a lot of peace and harmony in the country where there is not. Now, unfortunately, when you break the commands of Allah Ta'ala, we go against that system, then unfortunately, we find all of this wrong taking place. Somebody was telling us they went for Umrah, and in certain places where they were staying, they see all the shops are closing early now. So they asked him, why are you closing early? So you see, before the poor people, the zakat, it was given to them, so they never used to steal. But now the zakat, 1-2 years, the government has stopped giving them the zakat, so now the people are coming at night and stealing. So the government has made a law that now close your shops earlier. No, not at 12 o'clock, you must close it at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So all the stealing won't take place. So the stealing will continue taking place. One is they have removed the capital punishment in the country of cutting of the hands. And the second thing is they stop giving the zakat. It comes in the hadith that if a person's zakat is given, then it's sufficient for all the poor people. So we will break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the harms will come in our society. Then we will try to sort out those harms by other means. But those will not sort out the problem. It will only aggravate the problem, increase the problem. So when you will follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a beautiful system, then everything will come into place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentioned, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Those people who do not fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not rule according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are disbelievers. Whoever do not obey the commands of Allah ta'ala, rule according to him, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, they are oppressors. And فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, they are open sinners. When a person will not follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially regarding the capital punishment, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks here that in Bani Israel also, an eye for an eye, a nose for a nose, an ear for an ear, a tooth for a tooth, all of these things, a person, the capital punishment, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must rule according to that. In a day is our success. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that لَا تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Do not take the Jews and the Christians as your friends. They are friends of one another. And whoever befriends them amongst you, then he will be amongst them. So this is a very severe warning which Allah ta'ala mentions, that he is amongst them. If he befriends them, he follows their lifestyle and all of these things. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ. O people of Iman, those who become murtad amongst you, it turns away from Islam. So here the ulama say, what's the rapt between the two? They say when a person starts loving the Jews and Christians, we take them as our friends, start adopting their lifestyle, then this eventually leads a person to irtidad, leads a person to coming out of the fold of Islam. That is why some ulama, some fuqaha in the kitab, in the fiqh kitab, after mentioning the chapter of mushabah, tashabbuh, who you must imitate, then they mention the chapter of irtidad after that, where a person loses Iman. Because the tashabbuh, following the ways of the kuffar, in whatever way it is, many people will say this, what's wrong with this? For example, a person wears jeans, there's nothing wrong, you wear t-shirt and jeans, you wear the clothing of the kuffar and disbelievers. Or even in some countries, they make the Muslim children have the names of the kuffar. If you want to enter our school, you must have a name of a Christian person. So in this way, then you ask a person, what's your name, Islamic name, he forgot his name. So a person's identity comes out. So this is something very, very important, our identity, our Islamic identity. We are Muslims, and you must follow the outward also. It's of great importance, our names, our clothing, our actions, must all be according to Islam. Inshallah, in this area is great protection. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was a Khalifa, he actually wrote to his countries, all the different places, and he told them that make sure you people abstain far away from the ways of the kuffar and disbelievers. And then he wrote to the disbelievers that you people must never ever imitate the ways of the Muslim people. Your way of dressing must be completely different. He made laws so that there mustn't be any similarity between the Muslims and the non-Muslims. Otherwise, eventually what happens when there's too much of mixing or joining, then eventually the Muslims don't realize their identity and they assimilate into the kuffar culture and the lifestyle, and the Islam eventually changes, the whole lifestyle of Islam changes. So this is very, very harmful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says eventually leads a person to irtidad, leaving the fold of Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but if you become murtad, Allah is not in need of you. Allah will eventually bring another nation who will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will love him. They will have beautiful qualities, humble for the believers, very harsh against the kuffar and disbelievers, fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who taunt them, who tell them many things, they won't fear them. They won't have worry about it. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah grants this to whomsoever He wants to. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person. And Allah ta'ala grants him these qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. And then the last ruku Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, again He says, that the kuffar who have taken their deen as a mock, don't ever take them as friends. When you are called towards salat, your adhan is given, they take this as a mock, and as a laugh, as a joke. This is because they do not have aqal and understanding and brains. So don't ever make them your friends. Because your matters of deen, they laugh at this here and they mock at these things. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to you, make sure you convey that message. If you do not convey even one point, then you have not fulfilled that message. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end of his life, in Hajjatul Wada, he asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, have I conveyed the message? He said, oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, definitely you have conveyed the message. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in the whole world, you people go out now and convey the same message. It shows our deen is complete and perfect. And there is nothing short in our deen. Nothing that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hid from our deen. But the deen is the most perfect. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, at the end of the para, He mentions about the disbelievers, the Christians, different groups amongst the Christians, how they believed in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a very clear proof to see Isa alayhi salam was a Nabi of Allah, a human being. He and his mother's boat is to eat food. When a person eats food, he shows he is muhtaj, he is in need. Any person in need can never be a ma'bud, can never be one worthy of worship. So this is a clear proof that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his mother, they were not deities, but they were the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the last page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Bani Israel, they were cursed on the tongue of Dawud alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. This was because they disobeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They exceeded the bounds. And whenever they never used to prevent people from evil. And because of the seer, they were completely destroyed. تَرَا كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. You will find many of them befriending the kuffar and disbelievers. Because of the befriending them, and they became like them, started following their actions. Some sahaba radiallahu anhum explained the hadith, ayat of the Quran Sharif, which comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the people of the Bani Israel, in the beginning they used to prevent people from evil. And the people did not stop. All open gunas and sins. And eventually they started sitting with them, fraternizing with them, mixing with them. And eventually that ihsas and the thought in the heart came out from them. We notice normally when we are in a wrong environment, in the beginning a person is firm. But after a while staying in the wrong environment, and eventually a person becomes lax, he becomes weaker and weaker. Eventually he joins in that environment. If he is not stopping the people, giving da'wah towards them, there's a famous saying, if you don't give da'wah, you're not a da'i, you'll become mad'u. If you don't go against the flow, then you will become called to. And eventually you'll become part of the environment. You will destroy, a person will not realize what's right and what's wrong. And eventually a person will start justifying himself. So anyhow, the Bani Israel started sitting with them, and eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain hadith mentioned, that continue commanding righteousness, preventing from evil. Otherwise the time will come that you will make dua to Allah, Allah ta'ala will send certain punishments upon you people. You will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will not accept your dua. So let us look in our lives today. We go outside, so many wrongs we are seeing. But never mind verbally speaking about it, with our hands stopping it. In our hearts we even make dua that Allah must remove it. We see so many people walking around with kufr and shirk without iman. So which is the word guna and sin. Do we ever stop it? Do we ever make dua for those people? Do we ever feel bad in our hearts that these people have got kufr and shirk? We go to the shops, maybe there are certain women working in the shops without parda, without hijab, or even with hijab, they're not supposed to be in the shops. But we don't even, we might laugh with them, also joke with them. This feeling doesn't come in our heart that these people are doing wrong. Music is blasting in certain places. We don't even regard this as a guna and a sin. So many sins are taking place around us, but we've got no feeling also. Our hearts have become dead. That is why the ulama say also to read newspaper is very harmful. When a person keeps reading the newspaper and he sees all the evils, eventually his heart becomes dead. He doesn't regard it as something evil. So Hazrat Mu'ayyad Rahmatullah used to say that if you go past a church or any places of kufr, like cinemas or these places of gambling in all the places of kufr, where a lot of evil is taking place, and they say if a person doesn't read Qunut and Nazila there, that place, he say, I fear for that person's iman. The person's iman will shake because of that, they'll be damaged. Because he doesn't even have this feeling in his heart that what an evil place. There was one person, family member in Durban, whenever he used to go past one hotel, a lot of evil used to take place there. He used to always make dua. So Allah Ta'ala changed this place into a masjid. Today, Alhamdulillah, the markaz in Durban is there. The duas of those people, they had that feeling in their heart. Ya Allah, what guna is taking place? Allah Ta'ala changed this there. So Allah Ta'ala give us also this feeling within our heart. Whenever guna is taking place, we must have this feeling. Minimum we can do, we are very low, the lowest level of iman, at least make dua for it. And then if you can try and speak about it, try and stop people from it, inshallah, by means of the Shia, we will protect ourselves also. When Ali mentioned in Syria, he said before the Syrian problem happened, 1 year before that, when Ali went to Syria, he said so many gunas were taking place outside the masjid. Ulama were having the dars inside the masjid. No one was speaking about the evil taking place outside. So that Ali said, I fear very greatly for this country because of the gunas taking place outside. No one is speaking about it. And he said 1 year later, then whatever problem is happening in Syria, this is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll make dua to Allah Ta'ala after that. Allah will not accept it. Allah Ta'ala protect and save all of us.